The Czech state-controlled energy giant ČEZ is looking at bid in one of the biggest investment projects in Czech history, the construction of two new blocks at the Temelín nuclear power plant. However, dropping electricity prices worldwide have raised questions over the project's long-term profitability. To ensure that the 300 or so billion crowns investment pays back, the Czech government is now considering introducing fixed electricity prices. We discuss the plan and more in this edition of Marketplace. The Czech Republic is one of the few countries in the world that has made a clear choice in favor of nuclear power. According to the latest chapter in the country's long-term energy strategy, as approved by the government last November, the share of nuclear power should increase from today's one-third to some 55% over the next three decades. To achieve that, the state-controlled energy firm ČEZ is planning to build two new nuclear reactors at the Temelín power plant, at an estimated cost of around 300 billion crowns, or nearly $16 billion. The Temelín tender is now underway, and ČEZ is reviewing two bids, one by the Japanese-US company Westinghouse, the other by a consortium led by the Russian firm Atomstroexport. The third bidder, the French company Areva, was excluded from the process over technical reasons. However, the relatively low prices of electricity, of around 40 euros per megawatt hour, would make the project extremely unprofitable. The Czech government has therefore come up with a solution. It is now considering introducing fixed prices of electricity produced by ČEZ's nuclear power plants, covering the difference between the market and the fixed price. Deputy Minister of Industry and Trade Pavel Scholz told the news website Insider.com last month that the ministry received an order from the government to work out the details of the plan. Tomáš Sikora is the chief analyst of a leading Czech investment bank, Patria Finance. He believes the plan is very likely to materialize.
First of all, don't forget that the government holds 70% of ČEZ shares. It's the major owner of the company that should be interested in the best possible future results of ČEZ. Then there is a draft of Czech energy policy update released last year till the year 2040, including the increase of nuclear production in place of brown coal electricity production. And last but not least, conditions around such a big investment project could be in a deep interest of some involved decision makers, and ČEZ lobby has been historically quite strong, I must say. And of course, current electricity prices and its outlook are not in favor of Temelín enlargement at the moment, so that's why I think so.
The plan to introduce fixed prices for electricity produced in Czech nuclear power plants has caused an uproar among environmentalists. Earlier this month, six influential Czech NGOs, including Duha and Greenpeace, addressed an open letter to Prime Minister Petr Nečas, asking him to analyze the economic and environmental impact of the plan before it is approved. Green Party's Martin Bursík served as environment minister in two Czech governments. He says he calculated what the government guarantees would do with electricity prices for end users.
If the difference is 30 euros per megawatt hour, and we have 28.6 terawatt hours is now being produced out of nuclear, if we build another reactors in Temelín, that will be at least double the installed capacity, so another 15 terawatt hours, so it will be over 40 terawatt hours out of nuclear. So if you calculate this 40 terawatt hours, 30 euros per megawatt hour, it will cost around 80 hellers, so per kilowatt hour for every household. And that is twice more than the costs of renewables nowadays.
Speaking of subsidies for renewable energy sources, the Czech Republic has experienced quite a fiasco. When joining the European Union in 2004, the country promised to produce 8% of its electricity from renewables by the year 2010. The government has therefore introduced generous incentives for investments into photovoltaic installations. But Czech officials failed to react to the falling prices of photovoltaic technology. As a result, solar plants' capacity skyrocketed, and so did the margins of their operators. This year, Czech companies and households are set to pay 44 billion crowns in subsidies for renewables, a situation that has led to a public outcry and concerns about the competitiveness of Czech industry. The head of the state energy regulator, Alena Vitáskova, last week filed a criminal complaint over the issue and said the incentives were purposefully blown to generate profits for solar plant owners. But Martin Bursík says this could in fact lead to cutting all subsidies for renewable sources of energy.
I understand the situation is that the Ministry for the Industry and dominant electricity producer CEZ misused this negative atmosphere against renewables and this campaign against renewables so that to cut the subsidies and get rid of potential competitors on the market. I understand this as a very tough game, competition game, where CEZ is having a power to formulate to influence the legislative activity so that they get rid of the competitors.
The government's plan to provide CEZ with guaranteed prices of electricity, says Martin Bursík, is a direct follow-up of the bungled support for renewables.
There is a risk that this photovoltaic tunnel, the misuse of the conditions, of the favorable conditions for nuclear, which was misused by several politicians and state service officials and business, that there is a risk that this photovoltaic tunnel will be followed up by the nuclear tunnel. And that's why I announced this publicly, so that to open a debate about this, because I consider this formula, this philosophy of the Ministry for the Industry of completely wrong.
The official energy strategy, which includes the plan to increase the capacity of Czech nuclear power plants, was put together by a commission of experts headed by the former chair of the Academy of Sciences, Václav Pačes. I asked the secretary of the commission, Hinek Beran, why they thought the Czech Republic should increasingly rely on nuclear power.
We are not at the seaside, we are not in the desert, so the renewables can't cover our consumption. And then from classical plants, you have three possibilities, either nuclear or coal or gas. And it's a question of energy mix. And if you want to close coal mines, which is also criticized by ecology activists, and it's penalized by the carbon dioxide taxes, so you need some new sources, and you can either import gas from Russia or from other country, from Algeria, let's say, or you can build some nuclear power plants.
This sounds like a plausible argument, but the question is whether the Czech Republic needs new energy sources at all. The country is now a major European exporter of electricity. Each year, the Czech Republic exports the equivalent of the production of three nuclear reactors. Jan Beránek is a leading expert on nuclear energy for the international environmental group Greenpeace.
What we are seeing here is that there is no justification for a new nuclear reactor in the country. There is already massive overcapacity. The Czech Republic is dumping almost 18 terawatt hours of electricity per year, which is equivalent of three large reactors, into other European markets. And in that sense, there is no economic need or justification for building even more overcapacity, especially if the new reactors would produce the electricity at relatively high costs.
Meanwhile, one of the authors of the Czech energy strategy, Hinek Beran, argues that exporting between 5 to 10% of the country's annual electricity production would greatly benefit the economy. And Mr. Beran also explains why the government's plan to pay for the construction of two new blocks at Temelín through fixed electricity prices makes sense.
It's a high level of the market deformation. So the government could either stop all the market deformation, stop all those 44 billion Czech crowns, and then there is no need to support Temelín to find some tools how to do it, how to motivate the investors, or the government has to find some steps to do it. Or the third possibility, of course, is not to support when you want to build some nuclear blocks. It's not to support the commercial company, for example, to build a new company belonging to the state. There is another possibility.
The state-controlled energy firm CEZ is set to pick the winner of the Temelín tender next year. And if the project gets a green light from the government, construction work should start in 2016 and be completed some 10 years later. No decision about fixed electricity prices has been made so far, but Jan Beranek of Greenpeace, who has been campaigning against nuclear power in the Czech Republic since the early 1990s, says the country lacks a serious public debate about the project.
I really believe that the debates, for example, about the construction of the first two thermal reactors back in 1990s, have been much, much more open when it comes to the possibilities of placing factual arguments to the debate, about the media covering kind of diversity of opinions and views, so that it's not only the proponents of the project and government or industry officials who have the say, but it has been also diversity of other economists, environmental movement, citizens, international experts who have been given the floor. And I must say that I don't see actually much of that or almost any of that happening these days.